This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. A Fort Wayne City Councilwoman was chosen Saturday as the new mayor of Indiana's second most populous city and its first Black leader during a caucus to replace the late Tom Henry, who died in March. Sharon Tucker, a Democrat, is also the city's second woman to serve as mayor.
You've entrusted in me a heavy job, and it doesn't weigh light on my shoulders. I know that I have a lot of responsibility, and I'm going to need every single one of you, because we have to bring our party together. We need to bring in additional people to help us with this work. The laborers are few, but the work is mightyful, and we need to make sure that we bring in more and more people.
Derek Camp, chairman of the Allen County Democratic Party, said Tucker would be sworn in as mayor early this week. Visit Indy has sold its proprietary customer relationship management software platform, Jupiter, to a Philadelphia firm. Tempest, which offers website development, digital marketing, and other services for the travel and tourism industry, acquired Jupiter in late February. Tempest CEO Alex Hyman said his firm plans to launch the next generation of its own CRM platform early next year, and that version will include some features from Jupiter's platform. Indiana's unemployment rate was 3.5% in March, staying unchanged for the third consecutive month. The Indiana Department of Workforce Development said Friday that the state added 3,300 private sector jobs over February. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Fort Wayne-based Do It Best Corporation is reporting fiscal third quarter total sales of $2.3 billion, a 10% drop over the same period last year. Here's Gary Dick.
The Hardware, Lumber, and Building Materials Cooperative attributes the decrease to rising interest rates, an economic slowdown, and near record warmth across the country. CEO Dan Starr says the co-op is coming off a few very high growth years, and he's not surprised to see business return to a new normal. However, Starr noted that he expects the housing market to recover this year and spur more growth in the coming years. Do It Best touted the recent implementation of a new warehouse management system, which it says has allowed the co-op to achieve a 99.8% order accuracy rate and a significant decrease in damaged products. The company also setting aside $27 million for enhancing warehouse operations in the future. Starr says the co-op's focus on strategic advancements has improved operational expenditures by 3.5%. Do It Best, which is headquartered at the Electric Works Mixed Use Innovation District in Fort Wayne, announced earlier this month its merger with United Hardware, a wholesale hardware distributor headquartered in Minnesota. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Anderson University has received a $2.5 million gift to expand its student scholarship offerings, its cybersecurity program, and other initiatives related to the university's strategic plan. Jay and Nancy Ricker made the donation as part of their focus to support organizations in Madison County. The couple co-founded Middletown-based Ricker Oil Company and have focused their efforts on philanthropy after selling the company to Pittsburgh-based Giant Eagle in 2018. The gift comes nearly 3 years after the Rickers donated $1 million to the university in support of upgrades to Dunn Hall and other residence halls on the Anderson campus. Evansville Mayor Stephanie Terry is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.